Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and today on the Intune show we're going to have our boy Wordplay back on the show. For those who don't know, Wordplay was on the show a while back when it was Miss Diletto guest hosting on the show. It was a really, really good show. He shared some intimate moments, we had some laughs, I even tried to sing. We had a good time, we really, really did. So I look forward to him being back on the show tonight. Oh, what a day, what a day. I tell you, it was just like crazy trying to get here so we could have this show broadcasting at this time. I'm telling you, New York City traffic is no joke. Me and Wordplay were like going back and forth on Facebook all day, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm knocking babies over. I'm doing everything trying to get there. No pun intended to my little babies, because everybody know Miss P love the kids. But it was just like a figure of speech. It was just crazy. I was just trying to do whatever it took to try to get here. So I'm in the house. God is good. I'm on time. God is good. So let's go forward with the show. So, again, we're going to be talking to Wordplay. He had, you know, he has some new stuff, and we're going to kind of update ourselves on what's going on with Wordplay. But he sent me this song. It's called So Much More, and I'm really feeling this song. I mean, the flow is sexy, is all those things. So I'm going to play that for you, and I want to get your opinion on it. So here we go, So Much More by Wordplay.
Can we make it nice?
side, baby, let me take your hand. Dry you off, throw the towel down and please you. Damn, with your succulent breath in my mouth, I got you ready to roll this while I'm working it out. And the way your body's twitching and twirling, I'm steady zoning and switching you to position, increasing the pleasure holding your hips as I'm thrusting, all lips barely touching. You're moaning, I'm bumping while you're digging my stomach. Roll your hips with me, baby, let's dig a little deeper. Hitting all the spots they couldn't. Come on, can you keep up? Good. Now, baby, can you hold on as I speed up? Put your feet up and scream as I put on this sex and like you're testing my message. Baby, I'm blessed with the measurements, the pressure, every inch of your blessed body. I ain't being naughty, just stating the facts. Lay back and let me please that.
So much more than a physical connection when I'm inside of you, girl. It's so beautiful.
Wow, so much more than a physical attraction. Whoa, that's all I have to say about that. That was wordplay, you know, doing his thing. I mean, I was just like, I'm trying to, you know, get myself together from that one, okay? So anyway, we're waiting for wordplay to give us a call in. And he also sent another song called The Letter. And I guess, you know, I really didn't get a chance to listen to it before the show, so I guess I'll, you know, get into that, and we'll all be listening to it for the first time, and then we'll, you know, kind of can get our feedbacks on that. I just wanted to kind of, like, touch a little bit on something that's really, really important to me right now, and that's the contest that we have going on. We have a few contests going on. We have one where I'm looking for a new intro song. So if anyone can come up with an intro song and submit it to me, we're going to have it on the Off the Page magazine website and on the Intune Show website, and we're going to basically have the listeners and the callers and the readers and the supporters choose the best song, you know, for the Intune Show. So no cussing, no hardcore. Miss P is mellow, laid back. You know, I'm not into all of that craziness. So whatever you come up with, you know, send it to NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com. And let's kind of, you know, powwow back and forth about it until we can come up with something that we can all agree on. We also have a freestyle rap battle, you know, and you can win yourself an interview in Off the Page first issue. So if you have, you know, let's say MP3 that you could send to me, again, at intushow@aol.com, or if you have a YouTube video that you can email to me the link, and then, you know, we'll post it up and we'll let the voters, you know, vote, and whoever wins that is the person who will get that interview in Off the Page magazine's first issue. Is released in January, guys. So, you know, we're right around the corner because these months are flying. So get at me with that, you know, totally. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm always, always, always accessible, and I'm always getting back to everyone. So we're waiting for Wordplay to call in. Wordplay, where are you? Where are you? So then, let's listen to The Letter.
Yeah, guess you're pushing forward in life, but life ain't letting you push no more, it's pushing back. So all you can do is keep walking. Yo, I guess I'm soul surviving while I'm searching for it. No course to follow, still I'm moving forward. Another med to swallow, feel like a walking corpse. Living up for tomorrow is something I feel I can't afford. I feel like a lone soldier, dead in my uniform. It's all to keep
hold you while I'm on the fluid, dog. Do you see exactly what I'm going through, y'all? Day by day, same old thing, remembering all the pain I caused. I know I wasn't the perfect being to be around, but when I gave enough, at least gave enough to help you out. But if you didn't like it, you should have spoke up now to let me know we at least share some common ground. What the hell you want me to do? Give up everything? Well, here's the trash, go and take it down now. I'm guessing when you get back inside the house, you're gonna have an explanation. We gon' talk it out. On the table, I think you'd be hungry, pal. What? It ain't that good enough? I ain't even gonna speak. I'ma just shut up. I kinda miss you a little bit when you was gone. Been 4 years since we was eye to eye, dog. And I not heard you grown up a little bit. Now I've seen it bend before twice. Lost some friends, never turned to meanness. And I heard about your daughter. I'm sorry, homie, if anyone ever been there, confide to me, okay? They both been alone for many years of a life. Both struggled severely, but we managed to survive. Right? And I heard you on pills now. What's that all about? Thought drugs were a past life. Huh. And you was on the kicking route. Wait, where you leaving? Where the hell are you going now?
So that was the letter by Wordplay. So we have Wordplay on the line. Wordplay?
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's going on, my love?
not much. Just chilling. You said at 6:10 on the dot, so I tried calling around then, tried being precise.
Okay, trying to be precise and stuff like that. I love that about you. So I'm so thrilled to have you back on the show tonight. Yes. I played So Much More, and I just played the letter. So let's talk about So Much More first, because that is like that is like my little song right now, to be honest with you. So what was your inspiration for that one?
My girl, my little boo thing, my little girl. I gotta say something about that. Yo, shout out Candy. Yo, Candy, I see you. She's probably listening right now, so shout out to her.
Shout out to Candy.
And so that's the reason why. That's the reason why on that. She wanted me to give a shout out to. Basically, and I was feeling kind of, you know, in the zone, and I heard that beat on Don Coda's page. Shout out to Homeboy for the beat. I free downloaded it. Ain't got the money to buy yet. So I downloaded whatever. Done did my little thing to it, because she wasn't in there, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll keep it G for the radio. And got in, started writing. That's basically how it was.
Wow, that was like a good move, Candy, huh? You know, it was a good move going on in that house that night, I tell you. Well, thanks for sharing that mood with us, guys. Thanks for sharing that mood. I don't even gotta ask nobody. I'm hearing it. It's like all through the words. I'm like, wow, okay, so much more than a physical attraction.
Wait till you hear the album. The album's called The Grown Folk Collection. It's going to be about a couple of months, probably about 6 months before it's out.
Oh, okay. So any collaborations and stuff on it?
I don't know. I might actually have her sing on a couple of songs. And shout out to Chelsea Davis. I might have her sing on a couple of songs, too. I got a couple of singers I might have on there, you know, because I can't sing that well. So.
Well, you know what? I want to give a shout out to Candace as well, because she has an amazing voice. She really, really does. For those who don't know, Wordplay have her on a few of his albums, and she could blow. She could really blow. And also, I wanted to say that for those who You know, also on the Off the Page magazine website, I have a Reverb Nation box on the first page, and I added some of your songs on there as well. So people that want to go listen to some of Wordplay songs, some of, like, most of the artists that I had on the show, I have some of their music from Reverb on the magazine website. So, yeah, y'all guys could check it out.
That's
so tell me, what was your inspiration for the letter?
Okay, that's actually me talking to myself. I'm talking with a couple of videographers right now for the music video. My bad, I had a burp. I apologize.
That's okay.
what it is, it's a very serious song, and that's one of my favorite songs I've wrote thus far, because what I'm doing is, on the first verse, I'm talking about my childhood life, basically, and how I have a bunch of stuff, like, built up and all that mess and everything, and it's basically, I'm just talking to myself, and the chorus, so we walking down the same road. I did that faint underneath the beat, because that's just if you listen to it, gives more of a phantom effect to it. And basically, it hints out in the chorus, I'm talking to myself. My second verse is when I come after coming back home from deployment. I'm still a suffering alcoholic. You know, I'm still fighting that. And I'm a recovering pill addict as well. And that's what it means. Mm-hmm. I thought drugs were a past life and la la. And like, where the hell you going? Like, where you leaving? Where the hell you going now? That line's that I always run away from a lot of stuff. You know, I always used to run away, but now I'm facing my fears head on.
Right. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. Only you, Wordplay, will come up with something like that. That's why, you know, the name fits so good, you know, because you just play around with this logic, these words, and, you know, you transform them into something that's just like, wow, to me. So, I mean, I really didn't understand, because I'm listening to the song, because honestly, when you send it, I didn't get a chance to listen to it. So this was my first time actually listening to it. And I'm just like, who the hell is he mad at?
Nobody,
I couldn't
really
figure it out. Right, no, until you just explained it, you know, which makes it a little bit, like, it touched me. It's deep. It's really deep to sit here and, you know, like you said, look at yourself like the man in the mirror. I mean, not a lot of people could do that.
It's just troubling. It, like, it really is. Like, that's off my album that's supposed to be dropping at the end of this month if I can ever get the graphics done. Ugh, hate working with bad business. Now, I was waiting on the graphics to get done, then I can actually finally mix and master the end of the songs and push now. And that's called The Rise of a Tyrant. That is a solo album. There's going to be barely any collaborations, like two collaborations on that whole album.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what other projects are you working on currently?
I'm in a group called 11-6, so shout out to Mark Cheesebro. I see you, Triple Threat. Anyway, that's my that's my group mate there, and we're working on a mixtape called We'll Rap for Food. Like, I'm trying to get my boy Ill on there. He's from FTR Records and Full Lane Productions. I see y'all trying to get some people out from the Penalty Box, which is Hood, my boy God Awful, and my homeboy Logic, trying to get them all up, and some of the Autobots on there. So they're all Connecticut artists, so I'm trying to get all of them up. You know, trying to get people out, Mushmouth over here, trying to get people that I actually, that I know and are cool with and stuff. And I'm also in the, I'm in a rap battle league, by the way.
Really?
Just to let everybody know here, and I'm facing Apothic on the 22nd. Should be a good battle.
Uh-oh.
I did a blog talking hella mess. He came back, bought some, like, props for his face and head. Oh, it was hilarious. I fell off my bed watching it. The dude is funny. Should be a good battle. Should be a good battle. Like, it really should. It should be a good battle. So I got all
Why
that.
Why haven't you been, like, posting that to my page so I can follow you, you know? Because this is the first time that I'm hearing that you're in this thing, you know? Like, let me know what's going on, not just on the show, Wordplay.
I got to keep people guessing. You know me.
You know, definitely, because I'm just like, dang, I didn't know that. Dang, I didn't know that, you know? So you definitely have me, you definitely have me like, dang. So that's intriguing to me. So what I'm doing actually too is like the whole little rap battle thing and when the little interview and the first issue that's releasing in January. And so what I'm going to do is basically have it where people can vote on it. And the one with the most votes are going to be the winner. You know, so
I sent you one.
No, I definitely have it. I definitely have it. I'm going to actually start uploading the submissions and stuff tonight after the show and start having people vote on it and stuff, because I think I'm trying to get more people involved in this thing. You know, I don't know. Freestyle rapping, people are scared of that.
A lot of people are. I grew up as a freestyle MC. You know, ever since I was like 13 years old, that's all I did, battling in the cafeteria. You know, that's all I ever did, man. I grew up freestyle battling. Somebody would give me like a plastic cup and like freestyle about that. I did a freestyle when I was 15 years old about an orange and it being nutritionally good for you for a minute and a half. Just about that.
That is so awesome.
Like, I did that. I remember that. This stuff was crazy. Like all I'm saying, if you're a freestyle artist and you really can freestyle good, yo, I'll give you props, man. That's a real MC to me. You know, that's taking hip-hop back to the roots, you know? Like, being
right.
I'm sick of this Lil Wayne stuff and all that stuff. Get off the mess. I'm sick of people having ghostwriters. Stop being lazy artists and actually pick up a pen and write something yourself.
Exactly.
I've been 9 years in this rap game, and ain't nobody helped me out with my lines. Nobody helped
exactly.
me write mine. I earned where I'm at. I'm sick of half these rappers out here. They're too lazy. The music business is too lazy. If you're a singer, I understand that. But learn how to write and do your own stuff.
Exactly. You should have some of you in there. Right. You should have some of you in there. Definitely. I feel you, Wordplay. For real. This is why I was so hyped to make it here, so I could talk to you. Because I'm just like, the only time we really get to talk, if it's not, you know, Viva Facebook, is like when I have you on the show. You know, so
I know,
that means
right?
I got to have you on the show like once a week. What's going on today, Wordplay? You know, one of those things. To keep me posted on what the hell is going on, seriously.
Yeah.
And to speak the truth as well, because, you know, that's what I love about you, because you're just a realistic individual. And, you know, so many people are walking around with so many masks, and it's like, today, who are you? Tomorrow, who are you going to be? The next 10 minutes, who are you? You know, and one thing that I could say is that you're always the same, always.
You don't like me? Flip the page of the book. I don't care. Turn the radio off. I don't care. Y'all, I'm me. I'm forever real. And one thing I got to say this, cause I learned this from my homeboys out in Connecticut. Shout out to Connecticut Battle League. I see y'all, baby. Neutral ground, man. The home of Connecticut Battle League. Holla. Anyway, I see that. And, like what they say, and they actually got me thinking, my mom say, yo, respect, you don't have to earn respect. Respect should be given. Like, respect should be given automatically. You know, and then after you lose it, you got to fight like hell. You have to fight Satan himself and prove to me, you know, that you're worthy of my respect again, you know? Because respect and love, it should already be there as a human nature for somebody else. You know, it's sort of like a hippie thing to say, but that's what I'm saying. It really should.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, no, it's not a hippie thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing, and I'm feeling where you're coming from. Preach on, brother. Wordplay. You got me listening. You should see me.
All right. Well, basically, it all comes down to this. You know, real recognize real, and if you're looking unfamiliar to me, then you better go check yourself. As homie Nims would say, keep banging till you recognize, you dig? Like, that's basically all it is.
And that's just the way it is, okay?
That really is. That is the way it is.
No, that's just the way it is. Remember that song? Remember
things
that song?
Things will never be the same.
All right now. I hear that voice in there. Don't sing it telling me you can't sing now. Okay,
nah,
Candace,
I
see where that song came from. Like I said, it's taking me back to so much more with that voice now. Don't do it. Don't do it. I see why that all went down again.
And I have to say this, that series, a lot of people don't know, in that chorus, it is so much more. Like that undertone you hear in the first chorus, you don't hear it through no one else, that's me singing.
All right now. Do y'all
that's
hear that,
so
ladies and
gentlemen? That's so much more than a physical connection when I'm... Yeah, that's me.
Oh, don't do it. I'm going to come through this phone Wordplay. Candace is going to be pissed at Miss P. You better cut it out.
Shit.
Cut it out.
She's mad at me, too. I'll be missing a part of your girl real quick, fashion in a hurry. Out of here.
Yeah, said this, she should know by now, ain't nothing but love. It's nothing but love.
She probably got the look on her face like, are you serious right now?
Okay, for real, don't make me take a trip, Miss P, okay, because I will come to New York, okay?
Oh,
and I don't want that. I'm scared. Okay, me too.
Do
it nicely, right?
She'll cook me food and put arsenic in it or something. She's crazy. She's like, oh, you want some food, baby? Boop, here's some slop. Boop, here's some arsenic. Boop,
okay, exactly. Then you'd be sending me another track, okay? But that would be the makeup. That would be the makeup track, okay?
Yep.
That would be the makeup track.
So
I'm actually looking forward
to
that one.
It's all good. It's all good.
No,
I'm
it's nothing but love.
To
it's nothing but love.
The
yeah,
you
definitely.
I heard you sing a little bit.
Oh, please. Okay, we do not want to destroy your whole album with that part added on there.
Yeah,
so we're not even going to get into all, we're not even going to get into all that.
I got
but
auto
real quick.
Tone. I got auto-tune.
Okay, okay. Have me sounding like, I want to be your man. You know, like that. Remember that song? Ooh, that was good. So real quick, Wordplay, give everybody all the social networks, any way they could connect, any way they could listen to your music.
Yo, by the main one I'm messing with, yo, I host the freestyle battles on StudioLink.com. And I repeat that, StudioLink.com. Shout out to Main Event Weston, my StudioLink fan. Are you linked up? You damn right. All right. Well, shout out to all of them. And shout out to, ReverbNation.com/wordplay, baby. My StudioLink.com is StudioLinked.com/wordplay. It's crazy. It's an amazing website. You will not find a better website to do your hosting anything. And also, me and Candy and Chelsea Davis are holding. We want a hook like for producers. It's called Hooked On It, which is it's hookedonent.tk. We offer tags, custom tags, pre-made hooks, and custom hooks, all at affordable prices. It's crazy.
Oh wow! You see, this is what I can't respect you right now, Wordplay. You have to keep me in the loop.
Ain't
you
no
have to
kidding.
Keep me in the loop. How the hell are we going to, how am I going to push this for you if I don't know nothing about this, okay? We must talk about
because
this on Facebook.
I apologize. We'll argue about this on Facebook. We can't argue on
yes.
that.
We'll get a divorce on Facebook publicly.
Damn it.
Okay?
Damn it.
Because you have to keep me in the loop.
I'm sorry. I've been doing that. I've been keeping that. It's actually sort of just like up on the rise right now. Yo, can I do something real quick? Because I ain't done this.
Sure.
Like, I know we ain't got much time. Yo, I'm going to do this, all right? No, I did a verse last interview, so I don't think I'm going to do a little freestyle, Miss P.
Okay, let him have it.
All right. Y'all reckon the point of giant. Defying, I kill timers for the fact y'all keep running your face, leaving rotated like tires. My lyrical flow, you can check my vernacular for the fact I rip a hole through your chest, rip out your vascular arteries. Ain't no way MC's going testing. If they going testing, they better be right with the fucking testaments. My apologies on the F-bomb as I'm spitting lyrically. You swear to God that God was written. I am too gifted to drop mics to drop them. For y'all running your face, I'll freeze you in the same spot, bruh. I will beat the hell out of Joker and take over the Gotham and sidekick Batman's face and beat up Robin. I don't care about nobody when they testing the mic. And if you testing the skills, better be right. Y'all ain't closer to me, I better be closer to God, cause y'all can keep pointing your face. I put a hole in your car, cause I ain't running the background, spit for the tech round. I put my fist through your carcass, hell with a tech round. Y'all can talk, but y'all can drop the mic now. It's Wordplay, the demon in summons. So what y'all gonna do now? That's a little freestyle right there.
Wow, I love it. I love that. Oh my goodness. I'm just like, you know what? You never cease to amaze me, Wordplay. I appreciate you so much. Yo, keep me posted. You know, we're gonna chit-chat on Facebook and let me know. And whatever it is that I can help you with, you know, I'm there 100%. Promo, whatever the hell it is you need, I'm there for you because we're nothing but families, nothing but love. Thanks again for taking the time to come on the Intune Show, Wordplay.
Also, Rap Battle League, well, Rap Battle Guide. I got to give shout-outs to her because she's been promoting my stuff. She promoted this radio show on her page, too. So, Rap Battle Guide, I see you.
Thank you, Rap Battle Guide. I appreciate the love. Okay, right. And then this was Wordplay, everybody. Thank you so much, Wordplay. Have a good night.
You have one too, I. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was Wordplay, everybody. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Intune Show. I will see you guys back here tomorrow with interview with Rebecca, her natural body scrubs. Till then, stay in tune.